हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 रामा हरे रामा राम रामा हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 रामा हरे रामा राम रामा हरे हरे जय राधा वृंदावन चंद्र राधा वृंदावन चंद्र राधा वृंदावन चंद्र श्री राधे जय जगन्नाथ जय जगन्नाथ जय भला देवा जय सुभद्रा जय गौरनिता जय गौरनिता गौरनिता श्री श्री गौरनिता जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा प्रभुपदा श्रील प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा
देव विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजक आचार्य अष्ट उत्तर शतः श्री श्रीमन इज डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की नित्यम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य इस्कान डिविटी संस्थापकाचार्य इज डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतः श्री श्रीमद इज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की नामाचार्य श्रील हरदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौरभक्तवृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ राधा कुंद श्याम कुंद गिरिराज गोवर्धन की ब्रजभूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की मदुरापुरी धाम की मायापुर नवद्वीप धाम की श्री क्षेत्र पुरुषोत्तम धाम की गंगामय की यमुनामय की भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की समवेत गौरभक्तवृंद की गोलोकर प्रेमधन हरिनाम संकीर्तन की ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Sri Prabhupada ki jai. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिके कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः।
हरे कृष्ण। वी आर वेलकमिंग ऑल द डिवोटीज टू टुडे श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 1 एंड टेक्स्ट नंबर 8। दिस इज गद्य, जस्ट आई एम रीडिंग द श्लोक। स तत्र तत्र गगनतलु उदुपतिर इव विमानावलिभिर् अनुपथम अमर परिवृद्धैर् अभिपूज्यमानः पतिपति च वरूतसः सिद्धगन्धर्वसाध्यचारणमुनिघनैर् उपगीयमानो गन्धमाधनद्रोणीम् अवभासयन् उपससरन्प।
Whatever meaning, translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki,
whatever meaning. Sa, He, Lord Brahma. Tatra tatra, here and there. Gaganatale, under the canopy of the sky. Udupatihi, the moon. Iva, like. Vimana avalibahi, in their different airplanes. Anupatham, along the path. Amara, of the demigods. Parivriddaihi, by the leaders. Abhipujyamanaha, being worshipped. Pati pati, on the way, one after the another. Cha, also. Varutasaha, in groups. Siddha, by the residents of the Siddha Loka. Gandharva, by the residents of Gandharva Loka. Sadhya, by the residents of the Sadhya Loka. Charana, by the residents of Charana Loka. Muniganaihi, and by the great sages. Upagiyamanaha, being worshipped. Gandhamadana, of the planet where the Gandhamadana hill is found. Dronim, the border. Avabhashayan, illuminating. Upasasarpa, he approached. Translation and purport. As Lord Brahma descended on his carrier, the great swan, all the residents of the planet named Siddhaloka, Gandharvaloka, Sadhyaloka and Charanaloka, as well as great sages and demigods flying in their different airplanes, assemble within the canopy of the sky to receive the Lord Brahma and worship him. As he received respect and adoration from the residents of the various planets, Lord Brahma appeared just like the full moon surrounded by the illuminating stars. Lord Brahma's great swan then arrived at the border of Gandhamadana hill and approached Prince Priyavrata, who was sitting there. Purport. It appears from this purport that there is a great regular interplanetary travel between the planets of the demigods. Another significant point is that there is a planet covered mostly by great mountains, one of which is Gandhamadana hills. Three great personalities, Priyavrata, Narada and Swayambhuva Manu, were sitting on this hill. According to Brahma Samhita, each universe is filled with different planetary systems and every system has a unique opulence. For example,
And Siddhaloka, all the residents are very advanced in the powers of mystic yoga. They can fly from one planet to the another without airplanes or other flying machines. Similarly, the residents of Gandharvaloka are expert in music science. And those on Sadhyaloka are all great saints. The interplanetary system undoubtedly exists, and the residents of the different planets may go from one to another. On this earth, however, we have not invented any machine that can go directly from one planet to the another, although an unsuccessful attempt has been made to go directly to the moon. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuronmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Abhano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamahiyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Itinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrunda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. So today, we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 1. The auspicious activities of Priyavrata. Text number 8. So I'm seeking the blessings from all the Vaishnavas, those who are in the temple and those who are hearing in the audio device. And especially today is a very special auspicious occasion, is Apara Ekadashi, and might good event, and there should be some good expert and authenticate Vaishnavas supposed to speak. But on the request of the Vaishnavas, and I got this opportunity to speak, and I will try to speak in the line of parampara and glorification of the Supreme Personality of God, and it's my own purification. So here in this purport, especially Srila Prabhupada is describing about the interplanetary systems, and also how man has failed in his minute way of finding to go to moon planet. But nevertheless, Srila Prabhupada has discovered a great scientific method and given us the age of Kali Yuga people, how they can able to travel from one planet to the direct to Krishna Loka planet. That is through the process of Bhakti Yoga. There are many, according to the description, there are many different people perform different yoga processes to attend to different planetary systems. They may not be the ultimate and the permanent planet, but still, they have some prescriptions and prohibitions which they are supposed to follow. But whereas Srila Prabhupada has given to us the Bhakti Yoga. So how we will try to connect that Bhakti Yoga, how which is comes out from this text. So Srila Prabhupada is describing here in the purport that there is a regular interplanetary travel between the different planets. Even according to Brahma Samhita, which is described that every planetary system has a unique opulences. For example, as per this purport and the translation, Siddhaloka, very advanced power and mystic yoga people is to be there, and they is to travel.
without any the mundane airplanes, airspaces and reservations. But at their yogic power, they can travel from one planet to another planet. They are the Siddhaloka people. They have that ability. Whereas in the Gandharva Loka, the name itself is describing Gandharva. Their voice, the vocal, is very pleasant to hear the music. So they are expert in musical science. Okay. Next, Sadhya Loka. Sadhus. They are saints. So coming back to the point, but what about this currently we are staying in which loka? Bhuloka. What is our great fortune? We consider that we don't have any fortune actually, but it's our great fortune. Rather, everyone, even Brahma also includes, think about that I have to get a birth, a chance into this Bhuloka and perform the Bhakti Yoga and attain my perfect and go back home, back to Godhead, my eternal master's service in the spiritual world. So what is our fortunate, especially in the age of Kali Yuga people? That too. At this present moment of Kali Yuga, which is the golden era of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's period, and got an opportunity to travel one planet of this Bhuloka to the directly to the spiritual world, the Krishna Loka, the Goloka, Goloka Vrindavan, to attend the shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and serving with utmost love and affection. This traveling, it is already described in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, text number 25. Yanti deva varta devan pitrin yanti prithivataha bhutani yanti bhutejha yanti madhyajinopimam. Those who worship the demigods will take the birth in amongst the demigods. Who worship the ancestors go to the ancestors. And those who worship ghosts and spirits will take birth among such beings. And those who worship me, the Krishna is saying, they live with me. That is, yanti madhyajinopimam yanti. They live amongst me and in between me. So, how it so happens, like, you know, we will try to see, okay, bhutani yani bhutejja, and then next, pitran yanti prithirvataha. Okay, let us worship then Krishna, then we will go to Krishna Loka. As Prabhupada described that, the man has failed in traveling it to the moon planet. So we will see how Srila Prabhupada has established there is a system and he has given us an opportunity to travel from this planet, then how it works for us. And Srila Prabhupada has written one book, the name called as Easy Journey to. So let us discuss from that, like how Srila Prabhupada has given us from the easy journey to the other planets. Prabhupada writes in that, the latest desire of man has developed in the desire to travel from one planet to the other planet. He writes, this is also quite natural. Why? Because it is innate nature of a person to be there in his original home. So obviously when he escaped from his home, always he will think that, how can I able to travel to my own homes? And there are various means he can able to try. Just like during this pandemic of COVID-19 and because of the lockdown, every residential have been stuck up in their residentials. Some of our devotees and some of the people stuck up in their remote places and they are also trying to come back to their residentials. And there are ways and means they are trying, and even government is also giving some ways of means to travel, but it's very huge, risky. But let us see how Srila Prabhupada has made a very simple process through which we can able to travel, not just intercity traveling, it is interplanetary traveling. So such travel is very tempting and exciting because these skies are full of unlimited global of varying qualities and they are occupied by all types of living entities. The desire to travel there can be fulfilled by the process of yoga. Again, we know that yoga means connection, connectivity to the Supreme, which serves as a means by which one can transfer himself to whatever planet he likes. As we describe in the chapter 9, text number 25 of the Bhagavad Gita, Prithinvyanti Pitrivataha Yanti Madhya Jinopimam also. Possibly to planet where if the life is not only eternal and blissful, But where there are multiple varieties of enjoyables, of energies, anyone who can attain the freedom of the spiritual planets need never return to this miserable, the land of birth, old age, death and disease. So Srila Prabhupada is giving, they met out, find out they're going to the moon planet, but they nevertheless, they will come back. Even in quote and unquote, if they might have reached there, but still, if that is a good place, then why they couldn't stay there? Why they have come back? Of course, according to the text of Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada to describe, A Brahma Bhuvanar Loka, they have to come and they have to, and again, until unless they reach the eternal planetary system, that is Krishna Loka, the spiritual world, one has to cross over to the birth, old age, death and disease. Further, Srila Prabhupada writes in the preface of this easy journey to the other planets, one can attain this stage of perfection very easily by his individual efforts. There is no much of groupism, huh? It's individual. For to send a moon planet to the person, how much endeavor they might have done it, how much expense they might have spent it. But nevertheless, the end result is zero. But here Srila Prabhupada is describing, one can attain this stage of perfection very easily by individual effort. He can simply follow in his own home. Second thing is easy, individual, his own home, he can make the life perfect. The prescribed method of Bhakti Yoga. And of course, not just practicing the Bhakti Yoga at home and sitting, there is prescribed means and pros and cons also. This method under proper guidance, no independent, one has to be under the able guidelines, is simple and enjoyable. An attempt is made herein to give information to the people in general. Srila Prabhupada is describing that in this particular text, particular book of Easy Journey to the Other Planets, Prabhupada has given us the opportunity how one can able to cross. And here we are connecting to the Srimad Bhagavatam, current text of Priyavrata section. So an attempt is made herein to give information to the people in general and to philosophers and religionists in particular as to how one can transfer oneself to the other planets by this process of Bhakti Yoga, the highest of all yogic processes. Yes, there are the different means to attain. It's different kinds of the yoga systems, Ashtanga Yoga and many, many yoga systems. But Srila Prabhupada is describing here, the process of Bhakti Yoga is the highest of all the yogic processes. So let us connect this with to Srimad Bhagavatam of current text. So, Prabhupada described that going into the different planet system to the process of Bhakti Yoga, which is the topmost of all the yogic processes. So, here even Priyavrata Maharaj, the current section, under the able guidelines as per Prabhupada's description, yes, he was under the able guidelines of Narada Muni, the spiritual master. He was performing the great penances, tapasya, austerities and practicing bhakti very, very intensely since many, many, many thousands and millions of years. Then how come he has caught up coming and ruling the earth? Generally, a saintly person will never ever come into the contact with these material activities because his Atmarama, he was completely satisfied whatever he is having with it when he is practicing the Bhakti Yoga. But how come this Bhakti Yoga, the person, this Priyavrata, the utmost care he is practicing, will come in contact with this material nature? I will give a brief synopsis of Srimad Bhagavatam and connect it to this fifth canto. Then I will enter into this Bhagavatam, current chapter of first in Srimad, fifth canto. So Srimad Bhagavatam, which is compared with the Krishna's body. So different, how many cantos we are having? We are having 12 cantos. Each canto represents a different limb of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And along with the representing the limb of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, there is a means of attaining that particular fulfillment of the object of that chapter. For that again, in Bhagavatam only it has described the Bhagavatam is of 10 subject matters. So these 12 cantos of different limbs of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, they will fulfill and they will execute the 10 subject matters of Srimad Bhagavatam. For example, we will begin with 1st, 2nd till only 5th. Canto 1 and Canto 2, they are descriptions of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What they give us information? It gives us the whole description of Srimad Bhagavatam. Because Vyasadeva wrote many, many Puranas, Vedas, Mahabharatas for the less intelligent people, and many, many, how each and every one, how they can able to attain the perfection of life. But at the same time, he was completely dissatisfied, and his spiritual master Narada Muni had come and he enlightened him. Please write Srimad Bhagavatam, the glorification. So that introduction, along with that, the concepts of 10 subject matters of Srimad Bhagavatam, Atta Sarga Visarga Cha Sthanam Poshanam Uthi. In that context, Sarga, the primary creation which is done by the Vishnu, Mahavishnu, and Visarga, it's also the creation, but it's a secondary creation which is done this particular universe by Sri Lord Brahmaji, the secondary creator, and little bit of Poshanam, which is the next level, not immediately. He will give how he will, Poshan means maintaining them. So which has described some and substance, which is described in this first canto and second canto also. And third and fourth are compared to Lord's thighs. Here also briefly described Sarga and Visarga in first and second cantos, but whereas in the third and fourth cantos also, the description of Sarga and Visarga little more elaborately, that is in the process of Manu and Manvantaras, how Swayambhu Manu, the first Manvantara in Brahma's life, he had started the progeny and is having the three daughters, Akuti, Prasuti, Devahuti, and the two sons, Uttanapad and Priyavarat. So the connection, we are connecting it to the Priyavarat section. Okay, the next fifth canto, which describes about the limb of lotus navel of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, which describes about Sthanam. The Sthanam, especially when we worship the Pancharatri Vidhi, the deities, Shodasupachara, and we will, when we sit in the worshipping the Lord, we will place the elements in their respected places in order to perform the process of worshipping very gentle way and smoothly and utmost care according to the Pancharatra. So likewise, after creating of these living entities, Sarga and Visarga, then Lord wanted to make positioning of this living entity in various planetary systems. Till so far that might have not been established, but the thing is now that gradually he is starting of this particular universe. So the Lord is desiring that, how it can be achieved. And according to that, the geographical locations of this particular universe also, of this whole universe, Bhumandala, not just India, what we call as this Prithvi and this one only. This is one planet. This is called as Bhuloka. And also, in this particular canto, which describes descriptions of this Bhumandala and the structure of the universe also. So Lord, when during of this his process, like thinking like, you know, how I can able to place, who is a qualified person? So why he is thinking? Because at times when this qualified person is unavailable, sometimes the Supreme Personality of a Godhead personally appears and takes that particular position and that particular roles and responsibility, which had happened in Swayambhu Manu's case. There was no Indra properly. So then I think Vishnu, the Lord personally appeared and, you know, took up the role and responsibilities. So here also he is thinking. So what happened during this fourth cantos, Sarga and Visarga, when during the period of creation, the secondary creation, in Uttanapada's case, the land descended up to Prachetas, as we discussed just the last chapter of 31st in 4th canto, rule the kingdom of Vetit completely, and the Prachetas got married. 10 Prachetas got married with Marisha, and he gave the birth to Daksha. This Daksha is from Akuti's son, who got married with So the daughter is Sati, and we know that how, because of offending to the great Mahajan Vaishnava Shiva, so he got the goat head, and the story went back, and he gave up the body. And the next here in this dynasty, again he took the second birth, and he also thought of, he started so much progeny, but the thing is, but he was not satisfied because of offending a great Vaishnava, which causes him to pain his heart that I have to do some tapasya. So he went for tapasya. How long? Till the 5th manvantara. He took second birth in 1st manvantara itself, in Swayambhu Manu's case, in Uttanapada's dynasty only. But he went and did tapasya till 5th manvantara. Then he started Aryashva, Salvasas, and the other things. So then, thinking that, who will place all these placements? Abhi toh progeny jo bhi hai, usko placements kaise karenge? How the planet systems has to be in the next? Because this is going to discuss about that, which is the lotus navel of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. Then the Swayambhu Manu, thinking himself that there is no better person than my own another son, who is Priyavrata Muni, and he is a great saintly person. So he can able to rule this, because he's having the understanding. He went and approaches, as we saw the last 7 texts of this first chapter of the 5th canto. And Brahma also comes, according to correct text. He comes and an approach. So then, Narada Muni also, his spiritual master, because of Narada Muni's guidelines, able guidelines only, he started practicing this Bhakti Yoga and making the means of perfecting his own life. But there is a opportunity which the saintly persons and in the Vaishnavas never care for it. But still, quote and unquote, when there is a need, one has to be, how to obey the superiors. A selfless sacrifice in submission to the superiors, the greatest quality, which all means attraction for the receiving the blessings of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, which I'm trying to highlight during this topic. So the description goes like this, how Priyavrata Muni has done it. So Priyavrata already taken the renounced order since he got the birth from Swayambhu Manu under the able guidelines of Narada Muni. But Swayambhu Manu approached, because of this process, nobody is there to rule the kingdom. So my dear son, please come and take up this process, ruling the kingdom. But for the possessed of all good qualities of a king, you are having, so you are eligible. Although such an order could not be refused, Priyavrata could not welcome it. There is a reason behind, because he was thinking, being a king divert from the bhakti, also known as bhakti yoga, the highest of all yogic process, though which can transfer oneself to the other planets. The saintly devotees are never eager to accept the material positions or the facilities of this material world. Generally, they will prioritize practicing the spiritual life only. So even Priyavrata is also mean to practicing spiritual life. So initially, he in kind of reluctant to accept the kingdom. So he disobeyed. So then Narada Muni had come, and then next Brahma also descended from the Satyaloka, where he states, on his swan carrier. So when the prime minister is coming, obviously the local minister and the local state people also will gather together. During the opening of this, our NVCC temple, when President Pranab Mukherjee was supposed to come here, and almost all, even the Maharashtra government people had come and just cross-checked. Hey, come on, what is this? This incomplete temple, there is no proper compound, no means of very gorgeous appearances. So how come he's coming? But nevertheless, he ready to accept. He accepted to come here and to inaugurate this temple, Pranab Mukherjee. So obviously, all the local governments, they followed and they came. So that makes so beautiful of this atmosphere of our temple inauguration. So likewise, when Brahma is also coming from the Satya Loka, so different planets, as it is described, Siddha Loka, Sadhya Loka, Gandharva Loka. So different people are also traveling and coming and make Brahma so effulgent. And in means of, in the fifth chapter, fifth text, in this, prior to these three texts before, in the Parparsila Prabhupada is to write that at last our Priyavrata Muni is to accept the order of Brahma. Because Brahma says further that being a saintly person like me, and even Manu, even Narada Muni, even Lord Shiva, no escaping from the order of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. We have to take the positions and we have to rule and we have to obey the superior's order. So my dear son, please accept this proposal. So that is a beauty, the selfless sacrifice and submission to the superiors, which is complete obedience. Srila Priyavrata Muni, Priyavrata Maharaj is describing through his character and conduct of accepting, despite of practicing Bhakti Yoga since many, many, many thousands of years. So further, which describes that, surrender to the Lord's will, which manifests through his devotees. Sometimes it may not come apparently directly. Just like in Brahma's case, the Lord personally himself appeared and he gave him the instructions how to do the Visarga. But here it is mentioned according to his case, because there was no positioning of all this sthanam. So now it is supposed to be done by the Priyavrata Maharaj. So it is coming through whom? Narada Muni. The another devotee is Swayambhuva Manu. The another devotee is Brahma. Not directly from Vishnu also. In Prithu Maharaj's case, even Vishnu personally appeared to stop. Brahma had come, but still, even Vishnu also appeared. So, I am happy with your 99 performances of the sacrifices. So, please. He obeyed. Even in, before that only, he obeyed to the Brahmaji. And but along with them, then the Indra had come. He didn't maintain any malice in his heart. And even when Indra going to pay obeisances, and he embraced. So Priyavrata Muni also did. How he is getting? Through Brahma. So surrender to the Lord's will, which manifests through his devotees and Guru. When we obey that, that is the essence of all the spiritual processes. Because there is big thing is going to be manifest, which we cannot understand at this current moment. Only the person who is there on the top of the building, he knows how to navigate. Being on the same ground level, we cannot able to understand what is the plan and what is the will of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. Also, the will and the plan of our superiors, the spiritual masters. So one has to submit to him, the superiors. Maybe he is authority, maybe he is a spiritual master. Even we can able to understand that is the will of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. That's what we need. Under the able guide lens, all these things has to be followed. So submissiveness to superiors, selfless service attitude, and sincere self-control. When one follows, which saves one from obstacles in the spiritual life. Otherwise, when we follow according to our own whimsical mind, okay, he told. But when there is a need, Narada Muni had come and he himself approached. The one who gave him, the Bhakti Yoga is the essence. But thing is, but all means he came and he is approaching. No, there is a need. Just please come and take up this process of ruling the kingdom. So, here it is mentioned that which saves one from the obstacles in the spiritual life. There is a story which comes, the past times which comes, my spiritual master narrated in his story, that in his lecture, that once Srila Prabhupada's Vyasa Puja was going on. And the devotees, all means with sweat and toil, they made their one beautiful cake. And they brought in front of Srila Prabhupada. And it's not a single day work. It has many days they tried it. And they brought it. And as soon as they kept it, Srila Prabhupada asked by Srila Prabhupada that please Prabhupada cut this cake and we celebrate. And Prabhupada has taken just a small little piece of the cake and kept aside. And immediately the devotees took that cake and just ran away. And Prabhupada, of course, he little tasted. Moment he relished and he asked, can I get the second? So who will wait for that chance? So the neighbor, those who are devotees who are there surrounding, they ran away where this cake has gone out. And by the time from the temple, when they are gone to their ashram, and they said, oh, the cake, yeah, this direction they went. From there, oh, this direction they went. And all the particles are there, the down and the pathway. By the time when the devotee reached over there, cake was completely gone out. They are relishing their fingers, whatever is remaining, the remnants which are stuck up in their fingers. And the devotee asked, Prabhupada is asking for the next piece. They said, Tosh, what a blunder we have done. So, the story and what we can learn is, in this, Maharaj was mentioning that when we take up under the able guidelines of the superiors, the menial services, because at the time Maharaj was serving and washing the pots in the backup, in the background. So he was telling that I was literally saved from the dangerous mistake in our life. Because the spiritual master, whatever we have offered, he has not yet honored completely. Before that, only if we can able to grab that and we digest it, it will never digest us. Rather, it will become stumbling block in our process of bhakti. So that is one of the self-control. So submissiveness to superiors and practicing the whatever services has been given to us and allotted to us, selfless service attitude. I have been meant for practicing bhakti yoga. Prevarta Muni is describing that, but authority is telling. And sincere self-control. So this is what means. One saves from the obstacles on the path of spiritual life, which we are describing to go interplanetary, is the only the means of attaining is bhakti yoga, the topmost of all other yogic processes. So how shall its time is coming closer. So I will tell from Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat Chaitanya Charitamrita, the storyline comes up how even in the time of Lord Chaitanya's period, how his great devotees has taken up different tasks irrespective of their roles and responsibilities on the plea and the request and the order of their superiors. We know first and foremost our Shed Goswamis, they're all multi millionaires and they have big posts like finance minister and big posts, but still on the plea and the request of how they have went and wearing kaupina kanta shritav and very bare minimum necessities, hardly staying one night in one tree, and the next day is the next tree, not knowing where to go, how to do all these things. And they have given us the whole descriptions, scriptural understanding, how to attain the Supreme Personality of Godhead's shelter. And they wrote many different type of literatures, and they excavated the lost holy places under the order of Lord Chaitanya. So in particular, I wanted to describe about the person who followed in the similar line of Priyavrata and discovered about this whole sthanam, the fifth canto, which describes that, you know, all different planetary systems has been located and, you know, different munis. Because in the Priyavrata Muni say, dynasty only, he had two wives and one wife, he gave the birth of three male sons, male and the three sons, that become the three manus in the later period of time. That is the third manu, fourth and fifth. And under good wives, he gave the birth to seven, almost all 10, and three became the saintly people, and the seven had become the rulers of the seven islands. They appeared in this Priyavrata's dynasty only. So such a Herculean task as to be ruled by such a great personality. So that's the reason they have chosen a great personality, Priyavrata, who had done his bhajana very, very utmost care, so that he can become a best Goshtanandi in preaching. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the story comes, after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got married with Lakshmi Priya first. So it's not like a mundane sense of livelihood to earn the money. but to teach us. After got married, he went to East Bengal to teach the grammar and everything to earn his livelihood. And he met with Tapan Mishra, who is very, very great scholar, but not knowing, ascertaining the goal of life and how to attain it. He was a little bit confused. And one Brahmana at that time, he came in his dream. So here is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this Naranarayana, who is none other than Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. He had come, just to you go, submit yourself, and he will give you the descriptions, how to ascertain the goal of life and go, how to attain it also, the means of practicing that yoga. And he comes and he meets Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he paid obeisances, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he asks, so like this happened in my dream, so please give me that, what is the goal of life? And very beautifully Srila Prabhupada, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells that when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed at the house of Tapan Mishra, the Lord being satisfied, Sri Gaurasundara instructed him, what? That the only religious process for this age of Kali was Sri Krishna Nama Sankirtana, which awards all perfection and which is to be followed by all people of all countries at all times. Further, Gaurasundara, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs him, give up all duplicity and always chant the 16 word 32 syllable Maha Mantra with full attention. With this, he ascertained the goal of life and how to attain the means of. Sankirtana is the goal of life, and attaining is just practicing the chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So Tapan Mishra decided to be with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Further, he got another instruction. Lord forbidded him for his disclosing his dream to anyone. He ordered him, go to Varanasi. Meanwhile, in future, I will come there, and when I will instruct, this is the background actually, it is not exactly he told to him. When I will come and meet Sanatan Goswami, who travels from Bengal, he meets me for the first time, and I will give teachings for 2 months. So that time, you and Chandrasekhar Acharya. So these are the very huge plans of the Lord. And then you will attain more descriptions. By the time you will get it, now you can go ahead to the Varanasi. So he wanted to associate with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he ordered him, no, not now, you go out. So when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited Tapan Mishra's house, Chandrasekhar Acharya had also come during in Varanasi. So that time, his child, Raghunatha Bhatta, he also got an opportunity. He is a good cook. He cooks and serves Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he washed his lotus feet, and he massaged his lotus feet, served very best means, and he got the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because of that attachment, when he had become the youth, he came to know Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there in Jagannath Puri, in Gambira. So he traveled all through Varanasi to Jagannath Puri, along with one servant, he's not exactly a servant, accompanied Ramdas Mishra. Then he meets Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He met with for 8 months. So then he got all the teachings, and then he says, now you go back. But condition, don't get married. Serve your parents till the last breath of their life. The moment when they go back to Godhead, you come to Vrindavan and associate with Rupa Sanatan and read Srimad Bhagavatam and attain the perfection of your life. When this instruction happened, Raghunatha Bhatta Goswamiji, he went to Vrindavan and he learned everything from Srila Rupa Sanatan Goswami. And the alignment with Jiva Goswami at that time, because they have left the planet. And at the last moment, during that time, Akbar is ruling the arena. Under him, there is Tansha. And at that time, Rajasthan in Jaipur, the king was Man Singh. So the Man Singh, the alignment of Akbar between is this Tansha. So when these two aligned, and the great Jiva Goswami, he gives very good advice to them. And they took the guidelines from Jiva Goswami and Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami. And Man Singh, once going into the one campaign, he comes and seeks the blessings of Jiva Goswami. And Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami is also there. And he asks blessings of Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami also. Then Jiva Goswami, very gentle way, he asks, okay, we will give the blessings, but what you will do further for us? He says, okay, before going to win that battle only, first only I will give, your old Vrindavan will become tax-free consumption. There is no taxes. It will be free, free transportation. Once I come back, if I win the match, I will do big things. So he got the blessings. Actually, these two people are the disciples of Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami. So Prabhupada writes in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adilila, in that purport, the next Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami, the two disciples, constructed the current existing, the huge massive temple of Radha Govindaji. Because at the time of Akbar, these are the alignment people, those Akbar having very full faith on them. And they used to say, we are doing these things. Okay, I don't mind. Till the time you people are there under me, and between me and the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, you have very good alignment. I don't worry. Whatever they are going to construct, the big forts in Fatehpur Sikri, actually that red is to transfer to the Vrindavan, and they have constructed huge massive temple of Radha Govinda temple. So why I am telling this story, this is actually described by, it's very cut short I told, by His Grace Gauranga Prabhu. In Kartik Yatra, he described, even in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when he had narrated the whole description of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi, Adya and Madhya Leela, he had narrated. So the Lord's plan was inconceivable. We can't understand. So Tapan Mishra, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met after his marriage, but the background process which is going on, this is going to be happen. So now, so likewise, even Narada Muni, Svayambhuva Manu, and even Brahma, the Vishnu also is displaying and how these things can be happened. The very good devotee only can able to do. So they had come and then approached Priyavrata, and he obeyed their order. Just like Tapan Mishra also obeyed the order of Lord Chaitanya, and his son Raghunatha Bhatta has become. Because in Chaitanya Charitamrita, especially in among the Goswamis, we have all Goswamis very elaborate description. But whereas the very, very less amount of the description which comes about Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami. But the biggest contribution amongst the Mughals and this, the align has happened through him. Because at that time they had a very good pious credits, and in this Varanasi, these people used to have these Rajputs have the main priests, gurus, Rajguru. So then they kept Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami as their Rajguru. So because of these things, only Lord can, and the superiors, the spiritual master can able to do. That is very inconceivable. We cannot understand with our own. Only thing is we have to obey. So, and at the same time, that is called as obeying in the sense of it is harmonizing of our teachings along with the instructions. The description between the thin line between the teachings and instructions is very, very simple. The subtle difference between, because bhakti is about harmonizing our spiritual lifestyle according to the Krishna's teachings and his instructions. That is bhakti. Bhakti. Okay, what is the thin line between teachings and instructions? They looks like similar, vice versa, and one another will not live there together. The subtle difference between teach and instruct is that you can teach amongst almost anything with concepts, ideas, theories, or say some history and some stories. But when you instruct someone, you are giving them set of tools or tasks or principles to do something very perfectly. It's like very theory and this is like a practical, only in one instruction, that kind of thing. So Priyavarti Muni also learned from his spiritual master Narada Muni. He did Bhakti Yoga. Amongst that Bhakti Yoga, the principle is you have to surrender, you have to submissive, and you have to self-control, and you have to sacrifice whatever you are meaning of for the pleasure of your superiors. And even from Chaitanya Charitamrita, we heard from Tapan Mishra how he did. Because of that, Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami, and aligned with Jiva Goswami, and in everything with Mughals, and we have very good, great opportunity. So in this different, small difference, what we have discussed is that, you know, when you are giving some tools, how to build the teachings what I have given it to you. So when we are instructing someone, we are giving them a set of tools. Just like when we are purchasing a machine, we will get an instruction booklet, how to install that. So along with that also, like, we will get some tools to do something very, very specific. That's why even furniture also and anything, any electrical gadgets, we will get the tool. The instruction how to assemble it. So I wanted to offer this small text to Srila Prabhupada. If my understanding is wrong, just please, my senior devotees and all the devotees can able to correct me. So Srila Prabhupada is the best architecture or the carpenter who wants to build a wonderful, massive temple where whole world can able to accommodate. And we are being individual or the tools in that carpenter's toolbox and useful for certain purposes to fulfill, being unique and individual. And the spiritual masters and the superiors under whom we are rendering services has to imbibe this mood of obedience to the superiors, that which attracts the attention of the Supreme Lord to shower His choices of blessings upon us and make the best carpenter of Srila Prabhupada's mission good fulfilled. As Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission got fulfilled by His followers, so being a follower, we also has to ascertain this obedience to the Supreme Personality of a Godhead through the line of Srila Prabhupada and our spiritual masters down to the earth to our superiors. Because we cannot understand the immense plan of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. And we are very, very individual and unique tools in our ISKCON community. So I will seek blessings of all the Vaishnavas. So that's how Priyavarta Muni has become the tool in the hands of the Lord's plan. And He has made perfect His plan. And He has made positioning of all the living entity so that where we are sitting today. And different planetary systems also. And islands. And rule the whole kingdom. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Any comments? His Grace Revatipati Prabhu is sitting in front of us. Thank you very much. Grandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Yeah.